Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
It's our final regular season broadcast here in 2022. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's high school volleyball tonight here on KNZA 103.9, also on the brand new Cobra channel. We're locked in at mscsports.net. Brandon Tamman joined by Jake Spaulding. Colin Fellkamp's in studio. We're here at Jackson Heights High School. It's Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge, our first of three matches tonight. Valley Falls, the other team that we'll see in the next two matches. But we're a little bit early on the start. Jake with me, Colin in studio. Cobras are on the near side closest to us, Pleasant Ridge on the far side. We got two of the top three teams in the Northeast Kansas League. Jackson Heights, 28 wins, 8 losses. They are 11-3 in Northeast Kansas League play. Pleasant Ridge, 23-10. They are also 11-3 in Northeast Kansas League play. The one team sitting atop the league with one win tonight would secure a title in the Northeast Kansas League. That would be Jefferson County North.
Tell you what, Brandon, this is a league that really has expanded over the last few years as far as competitive nature with the volleyball teams really coming along. We've talked about these three teams, Pleasant Ridge, Jackson Heights, JCN, being the top tier of the NEKL. As you mentioned, JCN's got a chance to wrap up that title because of a head-to-head win over Jackson Heights last week. One thing I did talk to Jackson Heights head coach Denise Vizovsky, they went and played in a tournament this past Saturday against Wamego, Holton, Nemaha Central, and I asked her why they decided to do that this late in the season, and she strictly said because we need some more competition that is going to get us ready for postseason.
Yeah, they went 3-3 in that tournament at Sabetha over the weekend. Nemaha Central won that tournament. Nemaha Central primed to potentially make a run at a 3A state championship, but we're underway. First three matches tonight. There's the set and the spike easily done. First point on the board for Jackson Heights. It's money. And the finish there by a former athlete of the week in Kaylee Thompson.
Yeah, Kaylee Thompson, a phenomenal outside hitter for Jackson Heights. One thing she's going to get recognized for tonight as well, Brandon, is the fact that she has eclipsed over 4,000 digs in her career here at Jackson Heights.
When we talk about JCN, a chance to clinch a league title tonight, of course, these two teams met in a sub-state final last year. JCN getting the better of the Cobras, and it could be that once again here in 2022. Another point here for Jackson Heights. They're off to a 2-0 lead. This is the second time they're taking on Pea Ridge this season. They beat them about a month ago in straight sets. Now Pleasant Ridge able to get on the board here. That's a nice finish. It's Sella Warsham, the junior up front. Pleasant Ridge rocking the all pink tops today. Cobras in their traditional green tops.
Yeah, I was about to mention that a second ago. Pink tops, a good breast cancer awareness month here in October.
There's a serve for Pleasant Ridge and a point here for Jackson Heights. Cobras off to a good start, scoring three of the first four. And Valley Falls, again, the other team in this try tonight. We'll be here for the second contest. Served by the Cobras. Pleasant Ridge setting it up. Hit off the top of the net. Couple hits, and we get a whistle. Violation committed there by the Rams. Cobras get another point and a 4-1 lead here, set one.
Yeah, that time, good attack that time by the Rams, but unable to get it over the net. Four hits the call by the official, and the Cobras lead 4-1.
There is Kaylee Thompson to serve. Push it here to the near side. Warsham again on the spike. It hits the side stick on top of the netting, and it's going to be a point here for Pleasant Ridge. Now a 4-2 lead for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, Rams again, a good attack that time. Double block attempt by the Cobras. Knock it out of bounds.
Ernzen with the serve. Cobras get it to the front of the net. Oh, and it's set up perfectly. Front side there for Emma Murphy, the junior, finishing for Pleasant Ridge. And just unfortunate scenario there for Jackson Heights.
I tell you, Brandon, usually when you're playing volleyball, you get set from your own side, not from the opponents that time.
Ernzen a near ace, but the Cobras dig this one out. Third try, it's sent back over. Now the Rams, a couple awkward hits, but they get it to the front of the net, and it goes into the net. Murphy can't get the third one over. Cobras get that one. 5-3 is their lead.
Senior night tonight as well for the volleyball girls here at Jackson Heights High School. They will get recognized later on when Jackson Heights plays Valley Falls.
A 5-3 Jackson Heights lead here against Pleasant Ridge in the first set. Beautiful serve, and it's going to be a point for the Cobras. Mallory Mulroy, the senior, finishing that one off the serve, and it's a 6-3 double-up lead.
Mallory Mulroy might be one of the best servers for Jackson Heights, and a lot of times you saw right there kind of a powerful serve. Backside didn't not really know what to do with the ball.
Tipped up on the net, and once again, Pleasant Ridge, another struggle here with the Mulroy serve. And it's a 7-3 Jackson Heights lead. Again, second time they have played P. Ridge. We get a timeout on the floor. Our first one here in the first match, 7-3 Cobras. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, we're live on the brand new Cobra channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. You can find that at mscsports.net. Also, live on the air here, KNZA 103.9. I want to thank all of our great sponsors and sports boosters making our broadcast possible throughout the whole season. So we should know at a decent time tomorrow, sub-state brackets are going to come out. We do know some already. Class 4A is out for teams like Holton and Atchison. But we'll know the rest of our area teams tomorrow, and we'll have some coverage all weekend for sub-state volleyball with the state tournaments the following weekend. So hard to believe we're at this point in the year and regular season wrapping up tonight. So out of the timeout, that's going to clip the back line there. And it's going to be another ace here from Mulroy, making it 8-3 Jackson Heights, four straight now for the Cobras.
Kind of getting to that best time of the year right now for all fall sports, kind of wrapping up.
Final week of the regular season. There's a set and a spike there for the Rams. It's Ava Potter, a junior up front, putting it down, makes it 8-4.
And that's what you got to look out for from Pleasant Ridge. Potter's got such good height, and she also has the ability to jump out of a gym. That time elevates and brings it down.
Worsham with the serve. Cobra's back line pushing it to the front. Now it's caught up against the net. Pleasant Ridge has it, hits the top of the roof, comes back down. There's another spike, topped in the air. Diving save by Mulroy, and the Cobra's able to get it back over. Pleasant Ridge pushing it to the front. There's the set. There's the spike. Good defense up front. Jackson Heights, it is Brent Shoup, the freshman, getting that point for Jackson Heights. 9-4 their lead here in the first set.
That point doesn't happen for Shoup if it wasn't for Mallory Mulroy keeping that alive after the block on another Potter spike attempt.
Rams make a couple of moves on the back line. Here's the serve for Jackson Heights. Cochran, it's a little bit long. Rams get the point there, 9-5. Down by four here in the first set is Pleasant Ridge.
The volleyball is such a fun sport because the way things can change so quickly. It takes one service error as Potter hits one into the net for Pleasant Ridge as well, but it just takes one bad serve and the momentum for an entire match can get changed.
Jackson Heights with the 10-5 lead. Rams coming out with some line movement again. Canyon Olberding, also a former athlete of the week in years past, will serve that one. She digs it here on the back line. Cobra's trying to chase it, and it's out of play. And the Rams get that point. 10-6. We've alternated the last five.
Really competitive here in the opening set. Both teams wanting to finish strong, heading into Semp State this weekend.
Both teams 11-3 in Northeast Kansas League play. Both looking up at Jefferson County North with one win tonight. We'll clinch the league title. There's a beautiful set and finish up front. Jackson Heights earning that point once again. Thompson, the finish. Now a couple subs coming in here for the Cobras, leading 11-6 in set number one.
And that's kind of court awareness there by Kaylee Thompson. She's got a very powerful swing as an outside hitter, but that time goes a little bit different. Nice little tip into the short corner. Nobody home for Pleasant Ridge.
Here is Michaela Hutfuls to serve for the Cobras. Pleasant Ridge getting it to the front of the net. There's the set and spike, but a good dig here on the back line by Olberding. Now push back over. Pleasant Ridge has it middle of the floor. And a long hit across. They keep it alive to the front of the net, and now it's going to be out of play. Pleasant Ridge going to get this point. That was a good finish by Ernzen, and it's now 11-7. Pleasant Ridge hanging around just four. The deficit here in the first set.
Just keep going back and forth, as you mentioned, Brandon, with these points. Neither team really can get much separation here early on.
Now we have alternated the last seven between these two. We continue to go back and forth. The libero pushing it up to the front of the net. Now the Rams have it. And on a third try, they have to slap it over. They do. Now the Cobras want to set something up. Push it here to the near side. Thompson the kill, but left a little bit on it. The Rams have it. Here's the set and the spike for P. Ridge. And beautiful shot. The back left corner put down. And a point here for Ernzen, and it makes it 11-8.
Powerful swing there by Ernzen. She went right down the line, Brandon, and nobody home for Jackson Heights. Beautiful spike.
Kelsey Coe now will serve for the Rams. Cobras get it to the front of the net. There's the set and the spike, and another kill shot put home by Kaylee Thompson, the senior.
Man, I tell you, right, I think both teams are kind of getting warmed up now. They're getting a little bit more comfortable at the net, and great sets by both sides and some power kills coming out.
You're seeing just the classic dig set combo, getting it to the front of the net. There's a near ace, but Pleasant Ridge able to save it, keep it at the front of the net, push it back over. Now the Cobras have it. Hutfuls pushing it up front. There is a long kill shot put home by Olberding, 13-8.
Brandon, that was about three steps behind the 10-foot line by Canyon Olberding. That was an impressive spike. Had a lot of mustard on it, too, to find the back left corner.
You know, you learn more, at least myself, learning more about volleyball each and every broadcast. And honestly, my favorite shot is those spikes that are deep from the back line and still able to put them in some tight spots. Here's a good rally between both teams. As we keep it alive, Olberding to the front of the net. Thompson taps it over. Front of the net for P. Ridge, alive with it. Now far side, another double up here. Rams have it. Maybe the longest rally we've had between the two teams so far. Another diving effort there by Olberding. There's the set. There's the spike. It's blocked, but it lands on the side of P. Ridge. A point for Rizchik, the senior for Jackson Heights up front. Good yeah. length. And it's 14-8.
Yeah, Rizchik did a great job hanging around the net, being available. And, again, the longest volley we've had thus far.
Good dig on the back line here by Heim for the Rams. Cobras now have it. To the front, push it near side. It's Thompson blocked. Good defense up front by the Rams. Now Olberding sends it across. Now the Rams set it up, put it down, and Jackson Heights' defense has been really good here in the first set. Well played by Bosley on the back line. It's now 15-8, so now four straight for Jackson Heights, starting to build a little separation here in this first set.
Very competitive early on. Now you're seeing Heights kind of get more comfortable with their offensive and defensive attack.
Bosley with the serve. Third try. P. Ridge able to get it over. Now Jackson Heights to the front of the net. And back and forth we go at the front of the net. There's
wow.
a kill and a spike. There at the right time is Worsham for P. Ridge. And a much-needed point for the Rams. Stops a four-run streak for the Cobras. Now 15-9. The deficit is six.
Yeah, that was a great volley once again. And that time Jackson Heights defensively just wasn't quite prepared for Worsham.
To the backside, Thompson, kill shot blocked, keeps it alive, now tapped over. And we get a whistle and a violation committed against Pleasant Ridge, so the Cobras get that point. 16-9 their lead here, set one.
Yeah, P. Ridge did a great job getting up for the block on Olberding, but what they did was they went into the net. Instant call by the official.
Thompson, the serve, the senior, who will be recognized later tonight. There's another kill shot that's put down, hits the roof, hits the floor, and it's Worsham again for Pleasant Ridge. Doing the dirty job there, make it 16-10. Just hanging around, another sub back in. It's Emma Murphy, the junior. Gets on the front line here for the Rams. As it's earns into serve. Back line Thompson, they set it up for Olberding. Spike blocked in the air. Rams do a good job here. They have it at the front of the net. Worsham again taps it over. Little finesse, but the Cobras have it. Here's Olberding again. There's the spike, and a diving effort on the back line keeps it alive for P. Ridge. And now another spike attempt and a good rally between both the teams. Third shot, sent on over. Now the Rams have it. Set it up middle of the floor, near side. Spike attempt
wow.
is down. Put home by Potter, the junior. And a good rally goes to the side of the Rams. They have now had three of the last 4 points. They're within five at 16-11.
Potter just came back in on the front line off the bench. She kind of wanted to know how long it was going to take for her name to get called.
Aronson with the serve. Cobras have a third try and a miss hit on the back line there. Is going to give the Cobras the point here, 17-11, as they just kind of keep it at arm's length right now.
And another net violation was called as well. So Pleasant Ridge really understanding they've got to get on the net, try to get a hand on that spike attempt by Jackson Heights, and have been called for being in the net a couple times now.
Mallory Mulroy with the serve and a couple of awkward hits, and somehow it's up against the roof and back down, which makes it 18-11. And that's still one of the things. It doesn't necessarily bother me, but the fact that you are basically allowed to play it off the ceiling and just kind of have to play it where it goes, it makes it more challenging sometimes. And I always joke about it. You need to start maybe playing to those elements a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to put it up off the roof. And this time the Cobras get another point, 19-11. Now they're really starting to create a little bit of separation as we're coming down the home stretch here. Now the Rams need a nice little run here to get back into it. Here's Worsham at the front of the net. Rams have it, but I think they're up against the net again. And another violation is going to force a timeout here. So we'll step aside real quick as well for a 30. Jackson Heights 20, Pleasant Ridge 11 here in the first set of our first match. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later. 103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school volleyball here on KNZA, also online at MSCSports.net, with the brand new Cobra channel. Brandon, Jake, Colin with you. First set, first match. Jackson Heights, Pleasant Ridge going at it here. Two of the top three teams in the Northeast Kansas League out of the timeout. Much needed point there for the Rams. They're down 20-12. They need a run here to get back into this first set. Second match between the two this year. Cobras won the first set about a month ago. Or the first match, I should say. Rams have it front of the net. They set it up far side for Potter. Now she gets caught up into the net, and now it goes out of play. Rams can't keep it in. Cobras get the point, 21-12.
You got Dawson Cochran on the net that time for Jackson Heights. Right place, right time. Sent it over across to Pleasant Ridge, and they almost just reactionary. Popped that volleyball back up and out of bounds. Cobras now with a serve up by nine.
Cochran with the serve. Rams trying to push it to the front of the net, but they accidentally set it up for Jackson Heights up front with Shoup. And she just taps down the finish there. 22-12 now, inching a little bit closer here to set point. Cochran again to serve. Back line for Pleasant Ridge. They get it to the front of the net. They set it up for Potter, and her spike is dug out, and it lands back on the other side. And not sure if Pleasant Ridge was ready for that one. Now three straight, make it 23-12 as Jackson Heights pulling away here in set one.
Credit Kaylee Thompson there. We talked about how she'll be recognized for all the digs she's had in her career. That dig ended up being a point for the Cobras.
There's a set and a spike, and there's a point put down by Emma Murphy for the Rams. A little bit of finesse behind that one, and it stops a stretch of 7 of 8 points by Jackson Heights. It is 23-13, and now a service error into the net. Gives Jackson Heights set point here in the first set, 24-13.
Well, you've got a comfortable lead. You got so many opportunities to finish this opening set off, and you got a senior behind the line.
There is Olberding to serve. Pleasant Ridge, a big run is needed to get back here in the first set. Good dig by Olberding to the front of the net. Thompson, there's the spike. Popped in the air. Rams have it. Set it up far side here for a kill shot. Once again, Thompson, or correction, Olberding. Now it's Thompson up front who finishes, puts it home. And there's the winner for Jackson Heights as they win the first set over Pleasant Ridge, 25-13. We'll step aside for a quick break. We'll come back and get you set two between Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, back to it. Jackson Heights, Pleasant Ridge. Our first set going to Jackson Heights, 25-13. And the Rams going to get the first point here in set number two. Brandon Tabman joined by Jake Spaulding, Colin Felkamp, in studio. Rams need this one to force a third set here in our first match. Valley Falls, the other team, part of the Northeast Kansas League try we got for you tonight at Jackson Heights High School, home of the Cobras. Senior night and the final regular season try with Substate coming up this Saturday. Rams with a 1-0 lead and an errant shot there by Brooke Allison, a freshman up front. And a 1-1 tie here, set two.
What you're seeing early in the second set, Brandon, is that Pleasant Ridge is really trying to get some rhythm on the front line against this Jackson Heights attack, trying to find a way to get hands on the net.
Here's Bosley with the serve. Now she has it back of the net and just getting it to the front of the net where the Cobras send it back across with Thompson. Now the Rams set it up, and a finesse shot over the front line is saved by the Cobras, and they get it back across. Allison, far side, Worsham with the finesse shot and finds the opening. Sella Worsham, the junior, made a couple nice plays early for the Rams in set one. Makes a nice one there, 2-1.
Once again, the court awareness and knowing where the defenders are on the court, Worsham saw that there was a double block coming, so she just tips it over the double block, finds the open hole for the point for Pleasant Ridge.
Allison into the net there for Pleasant Ridge, so a free point there for Jackson Heights. 2-2 tie here in set two. It's Thompson to serve for the Cobras, a near ace, but able to dig that one out is Potter. Now Potter with a slap across. Cobras save it on the back line. They set it up for Olberding. Back line Allison once again there for P. Ridge. They'll send it across with a heavy hit. Now back on over with the dig. Rams keep it alive. Worsham into the net, and a point there for the Cobras.
Now that was really impressive from Jackson Heights, their libero, as Lillian Brown. She dug it, Brandon, but it went over the goal. That hit the goal and went over the net. It would have been a point for Pleasant Ridge. It didn't touch the goal. Nevertheless, a point for Jackson Heights.
And yet there is a volleyball that is stuck in the basketball hoop above the play. And going to see if that gets knocked out at some point. Another point here for Jackson Heights. Now three straight. It's a 4-2 lead for the Cobras here in set two. Continuing to serve is Thompson, and a service error into the net. And the Rams get one back. It's now a 4-3 deficit. As Ernzen will go back to serve. Pleasant Ridge rocking the pink tops tonight. Traditional greens for the Cobras. There's a set and a spike off the top of the net. Stays inside the line. Killed there for Olberding. Makes it 5-3.
What you're seeing is, again, the Jackson Heights runs where they have multiple setters that can set throughout this rotation for them. And that time it was McKinley Mulroy setting up Olberding. Kind of a backside set. Olberding puts it away. Cobras lead is two.
Shoot back in up front. Rams have it off the serve. They push it to the far side. There's the set and the spike. One-handed diving effort by Overton keeps it alive, and the Cobras get it across. Now the Rams trying to set one up again, and it's an easy money shot from the middle to the back right. It's Murphy who puts it down, and it's a 5-4 score here. P. Ridge down one, set two.
Great return there by Pleasant Ridge, and Murphy again knowing where the defensive back line is for Jackson Heights, finds the open hole.
Here's Worsham with the serve. They set it up front, tapped, and beautifully placed. It's Canyon Olberding, makes it 6-4. We have alternated the last four.
Kind of feels like what you had in that first set a little bit there, Brandon. We had multiple, what was it, seven in a row of alternating points, and that time, Olberding, she had a power kill the time prior. That time, little finesse, nice little tip.
Jackson Heights was able to rattle off 9 of the last 11 in the first set. Really put that first one away. They get another one here. 7-4 is their lead. Looking for a second sweep on the season against Pleasant Ridge. Again, both these teams 11-3 in league play. And how about that set and spike? Ava Potter once again putting one down. 7-5.
Ava Potter's a kid. We mentioned her name numerous times in that first set, but then she goes out because she doesn't play the back row. She doesn't serve for Pleasant Ridge. So she'll set out a couple rotations. But when she's on that front line, that's when Jackson Heights has had some problems tonight.
Morgan Hundley now to serve. The sophomore here for Pleasant Ridge. Push back across. It's going to be a point here for the Cobras. Catching that back line off guard a little bit. 8-5 Pleasant Ridge. Trailing here by 3. Second set. Rams need the second set to force a third. Jackson Heights won the first set 25-13. And a long serve might have kept the Cobras alive for this point. And there's a shot that's put down by Brooke Allison, the freshman. Gets a point here for the Rams. Back to within 2 at 8-6.
You mentioned Allison's name a couple of times for Pleasant Ridge, a youngster who's really stepping up to the this season for Danielle Langley. Working the net pretty well.
There's the serve here by Murphy. Cobra set it up. There's the spike. It's blocked, but out of play. Good defense, but unable to keep it in. Jackson Heights getting that point 9-6. Their lead is 3.
That's why Coach Denise Wazowski always tells her kids, swing hard if you're going to swing. Because even if they got a double block like Pleasant Ridge had right there, it's so hard to control a block when a power swing like that from Kaylee Thompson's coming at you.
Here is the younger of the Mulroys, McKinley Mulroy, to serve, the sophomore. Older sister Mallory, a senior. And one goes long there for the Rams. Missed it by Coe. 10-6, Jackson Heights, keeping just a little bit of a cushion right now in the second set, trying to sweep our first of three matches tonight. Here's a set and a spike, and we get a replay here as the ball from the JV side comes rolling across, which surprised it's really the first time.
Yeah.
A match plus in or a set plus in that we've really had that issue.
Yeah, we haven't seen a single ball come over from the JV side that affected play and vice versa. Varsity ball go over there to affect the JV side. So both teams play pretty efficiently when it comes to that. Thanks, Brandon, but Jackson Heights and McKinley Mulroy trying to go on a little bit of a run here up 4.
You don't want me to make the rules, because if you can play it off the ceiling, you should have to play it still when the JV ball comes rolling across. Just make it a little more difficult. Say 10-6, Jackson Heights lead. Good rally here between the two. There's the set. There's the spike. And going up towards the crowd and into the crowd, Brooke Allison again, the freshman. Earning that point for the Rams. They're within 3. It's 10-7.
Yeah, Lillian Brown, the libero for Jackson Heights, was in the back right corner. Couldn't quite handle the heat from Allison. She's had a few good swings in the second set, keeping the Rams in it.
Here is Kelsey Coe, the junior to serve for the Rams. Cobras get it to the front of the net. They have to send it across on a third. Now the Rams pushing it up front. They set it up once again for Allison. Good defense on the front line for the Cobras. Push it across on a third tap. Rams once again, they set it up middle of the net. Send across, back line for Olberding and the Cobras. Thompson's spike is blocked in the air. Rams keep this one alive. Push it to the front. Slapped across by Allison. Libero for Jackson Heights. They set it up front. Blocked again, and down it goes. So a long rally there. Goes to P. Ridge. As it was Rischick who couldn't quite land that one over for the Cobras. Now 10-8. And just like that, P. Ridge within 2.
Yeah, Coe's been serving good for Pleasant Ridge as well.
So again with the serve, Cobras get it to the front of the net, tapped across by Thompson, and it's out of play. And all of a sudden, 10-9, 3 straight here by the Rams.
Again, volleyball is such a game of momentum, and right now Pleasant Ridge grabbing that by the horns and trying to maintain here down by 1.
There's going to be a service there, too long there for Coe, so it was a nice run for her. But a point there for Jackson Heights. 11-9 is their lead set 2. They won the first set 25-13, trying to sweep it here in the first match of the night. Coe to the front of the net. Warsham's spike is long. So they set it up for Sella Warsham, the junior. Just couldn't quite keep it in play. And back-to-back points now for the Cobras. Makes it 12-9. Serve here by Bosley. Bosley sends it across. Hit on the back line by Hunley. Now a third try sent across. Cobras push it here to the far side. It's Thompson. Good diving effort there by Allison to keep it alive. Now the Cobras back with it. Olberding from deep.
Wow.
And it's going to be a point for the Cobras that hit off the back line of P. Ridge and stayed in play.
Holy cow. Again, we talked about Canyon Olberding in the first set. She was 3 steps behind the 10-foot line that first time. That time was about 2 steps behind, but able to put it down.
And another serve here for Bosley. Rams down 4, 13-9. Now they get it to the front of the net. The Cobras do, and a block, and going to be hit out of play. Good defense there on the front line. Warsham up front. Also Coe in there. Makes it 13-10. Cobras with the 3-point advantage here in the second set. As it's Allison to serve here, and she's going to get an ace out of it.
Great serve.
Diving effort by Brown. Just couldn't quite get it.
Yeah, back row wasn't ready for that. I don't know if you really could call it a change-up in volleyball, Brandon, but I'll tell you one thing is that that thing had a little bit taken off of it, felt the open hole.
So it's a 13-11, should be. There's one slapped into the net by Olberding, make it 14-10. I might have been off by one there. Thought it should be 14-11, but showing 14-10. Now they get the 11 up there, so score is correct. Jackson Heights 14, Pleasant Ridge 11 here, second set. Rams hanging tough. There's the set and the spike by Potter, but the Cobras had a chance, missing an occasion up front. That was McKinley, Mulroy, and Cochran who both went for it at the same time.
Give credit to Potter again. She brought the heat with that one. It was too hard to handle by Brown on the back row. Put that one out of play.
So the Rams have now scored three of the last four. There's a set and a spike, and it's in. Back left corner, Thompson paints it. Makes it 15-12.
Again, just finding ways in this. When you're watching Pleasant Ridge, I mean, everything's a rotation. As soon as the ball's set on Jackson Heights' side, you're seeing movement on that back side of the line for Pleasant Ridge. And Thompson saw it, found the opening.
Mallory Mulroy will serve. Cobra's trying to sweep this first match, and the Rams going to get this point, or did we have a stoppage of play?
Yeah, we had a stoppage because Pleasant Ridge, as Worsham was trying to just quickly kind of tap it across, she actually carried it. It's called for the carry point for Jackson Heights.
So it's 16-12 Cobras. Now a battle at the front of the net. Cobras have it. Diving effort by Mulroy, and another diving effort across there by Coe to keep it alive. Good efforts on both sides. There's the set. There's the spike. Rams have it. Worsham, backside spike, popped in the air by Thompson.
Wow.
Somehow saved by the Cobras. Now the Rams have it once again. Tapped across, another battle at the net. Thompson, or Overding there with the slide. Now Thompson pushing it back across. Another good rally here by both teams. And there's Potter with the kill, and it's blocked. And lands on the side, and a point there for Jackson Heights. Good defense there by Cochran. When we saw, once again, Potter bringing the heat. And it's 17-12, one of the better rallies we've seen. Worsham trying to keep it alive. Coe on a third tap, gets it across. Cobras now, front of the net. They set it up. There's the spike. And Shoup did that one. Now Worsham for the Rams. Nice diving effort there by Cochran to keep it alive. Now the Rams have it. They set it up for Potter. Tapped in the air. Cobras save it. Now they want to set it up for Overding, who slams it home. Front left to back right. She puts it down, 18-12. Now four straight for Jackson Heights, starting to do what they did at the end of the first set. Just starting to create that separation a little bit. We get a timeout for Pleasant Ridge. We'll keep it right here, 18-12. Cobras have the lead. They won the first set 25-13, looking to sweep Pleasant Ridge for a second time this year and get their 29th win on the season.
Again, we're talking about how momentum going towards sub-state is so important, and right now Jackson Heights is finding different grooves against this Pleasant Ridge Rams team, all strictly because of their effort right now. Both teams, we've had a couple volleys in the second set that have gone long volleys, and Jackson Heights has been the victor of those points so far. And so Pleasant Ridge, you know, they're taking a timeout right now. Coach Langley is talking to her girls and saying, listen, we've got to rotate better and we've got to talk. Right now there's a lot of miscommunication going on Pleasant Ridge's side, and Jackson Heights coach Vazoski, she just all smiles right now, Brandon, because, again, her team's rolling right now and they're finding every way to get every point.
Cobras four straight, five of the last 6 points, 18-12 is their second set lead. Now controlling it here, and once again, miscommunication on the back line. Brown, the libero, putting that one up, and then just a couple of bodies not getting there in time, but a much-needed point for Pleasant Ridge. 18-13 the score. Worsham to serve. And on a third try, it's pushed over by Thompson, and able to get the point here, back line. Mishandled by Heim, and it makes it 19-13.
All right, Brandon, help me out. Is it libero or libero? Everybody thought it was different.
I always thought it was libero,
yeah.
And then I heard a coach say libero. So I know the coach knows more than me.
Amen to that.
So I've been trying to say it that way. If it comes out the other way, I apologize.
No, you're good. You said it right. I just keep saying libero because that's how I've always said it. And then, I think you're right. I'm sure people at home are probably laughing right now, saying, man, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But, man, libero, libero, the one that has the off-color jerseys who we're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly, exactly. Owen, that would have been an ace for Pleasant Ridge, but the ball from the JV court came running over. I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a serve by Morgan Hunley, the sophomore, and she looked so devastated. She was like, well, I'm not going to get my ace now because the ball came cruising over from
junior varsity
court. So it's 19-14 Jackson Heights, another strong serve there, but the Cobras are able to settle this one. It's tapped across by Thompson. The Rams needing a second set to force a third. And the Rams have it now. Probably could have had a point there, but they keep it alive. And into the net is Emma Murphy. And after all that, the Cobras get the point. 20-14 is their lead here in set two.
Credit right there to Canyon Olberding for Jackson Heights. Diving effort to keep that ball alive. Sends it over the net. And then Pleasant Ridge just can't get it back.
Olberding with the serve. They want to set it up for... I think we get another violation here by Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, they said the ball went too far out, so
side of the antenna on the far side. The down judge, the down official on the floor made that call. Stop play.
Well, they put the point up for Pleasant Ridge as it's a service error here by the Cobras.
It should be 21-15.
Yes.
And as some people say, maybe that they didn't think that ball was too far outside the antenna, but the ball don't lie, as they say. And Pleasant Ridge gets the serve back.
That's a Pleasant Ridge down 21-15 here in the second set. They need this one to force a third. Jackson Heights won the first set 25-13. They set it up for Potter. Or correction, that was Allison there, but the Cobras, I think we get another whistle. It's so hard sometimes when you have both courts rolling.
Yeah.
You can't tell which whistle's for who, and then you have half the people stopping, but it's going to be a point here for Pleasant Ridge. They're down five. It's 21-16. And a long tap across, and it's going to be a point here for the Cobras. I think if the Rams let that one go, it's maybe out of play, but credit Shoop there up front. 22-16. Jackson Heights now inching closer to this first match victory.
Again, communication on that back line for Pleasant Ridge. Coach Langley just kind of imploring her girls, saying, we got to talk. Got to know what's in, what's out.
So here's the serve for Mulroy here for Jackson Heights. Now it's sent across. Cobras have it. Second hit. Now there's that deep drive by Overding, but the back line there ready for the Rams. Now it's a battle front of the net. Set and a spike. Good dig. Rams keep it alive. Sent across by Allison. Back line here for Overding. Keeps it alive. Now third set. She'll double tap that one over. Now battle front of the net. Then we stop play. I think the Rams get a point here.
Yeah, double hit on Jackson Heights. The set attempt, I like to call that, as they broke their fingers. They went for a set and the ball hit the top of their finger and then hit their hand to pop it back up in the air. That point for Pleasant Ridge, big credit to Riley Cox. She's the one that dug the Canyon Overding spike attempt earlier on in that rally.
22-17.
There it is.
Called it. So we mentioned earlier that there was a ball stuck in the net, the basketball hoop that hangs over the net here, and it finally got tapped out of there.
I don't think that, you know, we could have gone all night and that would have never happened. I think because you're Nostradamus, you knew it was going to happen.
It just made so much sense, as there's a spike into the net, and I think the Cobras get this point here. They do. Thompson with the finish, 23-17, as they're closing in on match point.
Yeah, lift call there on Ernzen as she went up for the block. The ball fell straight down, and she just tried to pop it back up, but it gets called for the lift.
And Bosley with the ace. Pleasant Ridge on the back line let it go. Thought it was going to be long, but it just stayed inside the line. Bosley with the ace. It's match point, 24-17 Cobras. Chance to end it right here. Rams need a lengthy rally to stay alive in this one. Worsham the spike and enough heat on it to make it go flying into the stands. Pleasant Ridge getting that one. Stella Worsham again the kill, makes it 24-18. And it's Brooke Allison, the freshman, to serve, who's made some nice plays here in tonight's opening match. Try to serve it, keep it alive. Overding on the back line. They set it up front. There's the spike. It's tipped in the air. Rams push it to the far side. Potter, wow, is going to slam that one home. And on the back line, Bosley couldn't keep it alive. Again, just too much heat on it. 24-19 now. Back-to-back points here by the Rams. Just trying to stay in it.
Tell you, I'm a fan of Ava Potter. She knows how to attack that net. When she gets a good set, puts it away.
Overding to the front. Thompson double taps it over. The Rams, again, needing still a continued run here to keep this second set alive. Now a battle at the net. Rams have it on their side. And an underhand hit over. Overding keeps it alive up in the air. Pushed here to Thompson. Her spike attempt is batted out of play, and it's a point for the Cobras. And the Jackson Heights Cobras are going to win this one 25-19 in set number two. So Jackson Heights with the sweep here over Pleasant Ridge, 25-13 and 25-19.
Great game. It's a great set, that second set by both teams. Pleasant Ridge really found a way to kind of get some momentum going on their side. They're going to be playing back-to-back. They got Valley Falls coming up. But again, both these teams coming in 11-3 have something to play for tonight. Again, momentum going into Substate on Saturday. And Jackson Heights tonight, overall, they were just very efficient, I would say. Back row, front row, their two setters were flying in and out. Great sets. And ultimately, again, I think communication came down to the reason why Jackson Heights wins this in two straight sets. They had great communication on the back line. Anytime somebody was up on the net, they were communicating for the tip.
So Jacksonites with the victory tonight, and find ways to win when you have great communication.
Jackson Heights now 29-8. They move to 12-3 in Northeast Kansas League play. Pleasant Ridge, they drop to 23-11, now 11-4 in Northeast Kansas League play. So it's a sweep for Jackson Heights. Our next matchup will be Pleasant Ridge and Valley Falls. Valley Falls coming into this one with a record of 13-20. They are 6-8 in Northeast Kansas League play. Still searching for their first wins over both of these teams tonight. They are 0-2 against Jackson Heights and 0-1 on the season against Pleasant Ridge. So again, time for a break as we will send it back to the studio in between matches. Colin will take care of you here for the short time being. But after our first match, Jackson Heights victorious in straight sets over Pleasant Ridge, 25-13 and 25-19. Second match coming up here in just a little bit will be Pleasant Ridge and Valley Falls. Until then, we'll talk to you in just a moment. Stay locked in here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.